and we're going to start on top of Ayin Aleph, Omen Aleph. We've got three blot to go, and then we'll be done with the Masechta Yetz Hashem, but there will be no Siyam.
I'm going to make a
Siyam
in any case.
Yeah. You'll be Messiah, but there will be no Siyam.
There will be a Siyam for me.
Okay, very good. Very good. Ein Parchasim, we have to hurry because I gotta go to 9 o'clock Meir. So let's hurry up here. Ein Parchasim lo ani me however me mokum mokum me kikub apunim me arbasom basal. You when you're handing out, this is referring to the people who are in charge of the kupos. It's not talking about the individual necessarily. Reb Chaim in the footnotes. In the Rambam says that it could be, according to Shitas HaRambam, it might be even referring to individuals. But Al Pi Pshutoi, the Mishnah is talking about how much the Balei Tzedaka have to give to each Ani, no less than a bread. Now, why they give the cheshbon of the money, I'm not 100% sure, because the cheshbon of the money creates all kinds of problems here based on, if you want to look at it, it talks about it in the, what's his name, in the textual interpretive variant A. He has a long arichas about this. But just to say what this cheshbon is. The cheshbon is like this. There are 4 saw, which is equal to 24 kav of wheat. When they sell for 48 punyans, so if 24 kav of wheat go for 48 punyans, that means it's 2 punyans to a kav, right? Because 2 times 24 is 48. So a kav, and if you have half a kav, that would be, instead of 2 punyans, it would be 1 punyan, higher math. Now we said half a kav is equal to 2 sudas. So that's why the Mishnah says it in this way. That when a kikar is a punyan, so that'll be the equivalent of a half kav of wheat, which we said is equal to 2 sudas. Okay, so that's what it says. So that's the minimum. Lon, if he stays overnight, so then nice and loy panasas lina, you give him the panasa of the lina. The Rambam speaks out, you give him oil, you give him beans, you give him a blanket, place to live, to lie down. Shavas, if he's staying for the weekend, so nice and loy mazan shalosh sudas, you give him 3 meals for Shabbos, because shalosh sudas. Mishiyesh loy mazan shnei sudas, a person has a mazan for two meals. There's two things two terms that we're about to be introduced to. One's called tamchoi, and one's called kupa. Tamchoi is thy daily bread. So tamchoi, that's 2 meals a day, handed out every day to aniyim in town. It's a handout of food, okay? Tamchoi is food. Kupa is given out once a week on Erev Shabbos. It is handout of money, okay? So person who has a mazon of shnei sudas in his wagon, lo yitum on tamchoi, can't take it because it's a daily thing. Once you have your 2, you've exceeded the limit. Mazon arba shnei sudas, if you have 14 meals, then lo yitum on kupa, you can't take from the weekly handouts. 14 sudas, what's going on over here? Anybody have a problem with 14?
15.
What happened to shalosh sudas? The answer is you back up the Saturday night meal to the Shabbos afternoon, and then you'll be left with 3 meals on Shabbos, and you just won't eat anything Moitzei Shabbos. You'll forgo your Malav Malka because guess what? It's not that important when it comes to taking tzedakah. If that's the case, you forgo the meal, and you forget that. Okay? Does that make sense? Again, we're giving 2 meals for each day, and if you have 14 meals, it means you have 2 meals for, you have one for Friday night, you have one for Shabbos morning. What about the one that's for Saturday night? That's not, you're not going to have that one. You're going to back that one back into the Shabbos afternoon, and that'll be Shalosh Shudas. Okay? So 14 cannot take from the kupa. HaKupa Nigvas Rishnayit. Kupa is collected with 2 people. That's always whenever you're dealing with something which involves money and the tzibur's money, you always need 2. One to check on the other one. That's why I don't like the gabbai tzedaka to set up here in shul. It's completely against the din. I guess it's just accepted The Gambait Stucker goes over there, he takes the money out, he puts it into the bags. Nobody else knows about it. Not that I distrust anyone, Chas v'Shalom. But in Din, there are protocols, and you're supposed to have two people involved. Maybe it's brought down that you can do that. I'm not sure exactly why. When you give it out, you're not with three. Why? Because you have to make an assessment how much each person needs. Making an assessment is what? A Maisa Bezdin. A Maisa Bezdin requires three people. That's what it says here. Zokta Gemara Viter. That was the Mishnah. Tamchei B'chol Yom. Kupa Ami Erev Shabbos Erev Shabbos. Tamchei is given out daily. Kupa every Friday. Tamchei B'chol Adam. Tamchei is given out to everybody, meaning even the people who are from out of town. That you give out food to anybody that's hungry in town. The weekly handout, that's only for people who are residents of the city. What's called a resident? We'll see in a second.
30 days.
What's that?
Usually you're a resident 30 days.
Yeah, okay. So you cheated. You know the Gemara further. 30 days is correct. V'hakupa nigvas v'shnayim v'schalekas v'shlosha. When it comes to the kupa, we were just talking about kupa. Well, what about the tamchei? How many people are involved in that? So that you need three. Why? Because it's immediately. In other words, you collect it. There's two things that are going to happen. You're going to go door to door collecting food, and then you're going to go immediately and start handing out that food. Well, you can't start looking around for, well, do I have a third person available to join us for the distribution? That's going to take too long. So you have three people from the get-go. That way
How long did the deliberation take to decide who's going to get you?
It's very quick. It's very quick. 10 seconds.
Perfunctory?
10 seconds. You look hungry here. Okay?
You need three people for that.
You need three people, yeah.
They don't ask any questions?
I'm not exactly sure what's done here. I was never Zolcha to this level. Let's see what it say here. Anything? No, it doesn't say anything. And they just explain. He has a problem here. Why is it? Why don't you have the same argument for the Kupa part? Because you collected it on Friday, and you also distributed it on Friday. So how come there you don't need three people to collect it as well, to avoid the trouble of finding a third official? He rewrites that the Tamkli consisted of perishable food. It had to be distributed immediately. That's different than the kupa, which had more time available because it was money. All right. Whatever. Let's see. You could do an eon into this. If anybody wants to do like a little eon and come back with an essay about what the questions that were asked by the Balei Tamchei, it would be most appreciated by the Olam. You could even be mechabed you to speak during to see him whenever that takes place.
Wow.
Okay. Reb Chelbo, B'shem Rebo, Barzavto, Imam Bidim Parnas, and Pox, B'shleisha. You can never appoint less than three administrators to distribute the charity funds. Anochamei, I see, because it says, Dini Mominus B'shleisha. We know the famous Mishnah. Dini Nefashis, Lo Kol Shekin. So certainly, Nefashis will take, that will require that amount. Because the very lives of the poor are dependent upon the charity funds. Okay? So the Gemara asks the obvious question, but Dini Nefashis is Esther Mishleisha. Says, yes, you have 23 people. You're going to have 23 people handing out the food? Gemara says, of course not. Ad to whom Machat Mitzamas loan, while you're gathering them together, who is Sakein? The poor guy will pager, like they say. He'll die. We can't have any kind of. You can't have that kind of a group making decisions. I mean, let's put it this way. It's just a figure of speech. We're not talking about Din and Nefashis Mamish, right? I mean.
Agreed, but there is that Gemara in Tainus.
He is the Gemara with Nachum Mishkamzum. Yeah. Nachum Mishkamzum. Right. Correct. It is possible for it to be a Shal of Nefashis. And there's the Gemara in the Dharm that also indicates that Bikur Cholim could also be a question of Nefashis. There are lots of things that could be called nefashis, but and Malbete Chavero is like nefashis. Everything has nefashis, but to say that I need 23 dayanim, that's a little bit much. The Gemara says that's ridiculous. You can't put two brothers. Now, this is very interesting. So now, If it's apparent, if it's really a din of bezdin, so myself and my brother can't be together because two dayonim can't be related, right? Rabbi Yossi Abar Chad Ben Train Achin.
Seems more of a reason for a chashad.
Chashad for what?
That collusion for stealing.
There, what, if you have two brothers?
Mm-hmm.
What? I don't know. My brother is honest, more honest than I will ever be. He wouldn't take a penny. I mean, if I were trying to take a penny, he'd kill me. So I think him and me would be perfect. Rav Yossi Abar Chad Ben Train Achen. Not that I'm not honest. I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? Rav Yossi removed one of two brothers from his position. Olva Amar Kumehon. He came forward and he explained, I just want you to understand, it's not the problem that Shlomi is not honest. Lo Shnei Tzolish Poni Devar Aveira. It's not because we don't trust him. Elo Shem Amin Roshnei Achen Parnasin. This is, he's Mamash trying to allude to this problem. Don't be choshing him. Rav Yossi Ala Chafra, he came to Chafra. Bomim Mukmalayim Parnasin. Now here this is the typical thing. He wants to appoint people. He's asking for volunteers. And guess what? No one steps up to the plate. This is very frustrating. It's like looking around to get someone to go down for the yom, and nobody wants to do it. Lo Kavlan Aleho, no one would accept the appointments. Olvar Mar Kumehon, so he went and he said to them the following. He said, there's a Mishnah where there's different officials mentioned in Beis HaMikdash, and it says, Ben Bivi al Hapakia. Ben Bivi was appointed over the wicks. So that's not exactly a very kosher position, being in charge of wicks. But, Ma'im Zeshin Isman al Hapsila, an insignificant thing, but he was Zochalei Marasim Gdali HaGdor, that he's listed with the other Gdali HaDor. So, Atem, if you're going to go ahead and take this position, and I'm trying to find a Parnas, Shatim Ismanim al Khan of you're going to be helping save lives. Like Koshikan, surely you should realize the Hashivas of such a position. Everyone should be running up to volunteer because of the Hashivas. I don't particularly, I gotta tell you, my personal, you know, personally, when I read this Gemara, it sounds like covet. It's covet. Oh, you were listed with the Gdoli Hadar. Like, what's this listed with the Gdoli Hadar? What is that exactly? You mean for posterity and for all future?
It's covet.
All future. It's covet. It's all about covet. I mean, covet. That's how we're going to motivate people.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
It works.
Yeah. I don't like it. Okay. I think there's something very, very important here, which I don't have time to go into right now, but I think the fact that your name is associated with other tzaddikim is a special thing, which is objectively special. It's, you know, just it's not covet. It's a reality that your name together with Mordechai Hayhudi means that, you know, there's a, whether it's hashpa or whether I don't know exactly what the mechanics of it are, but I think it's clear in this Gemara that there's something more here. I don't think this is a covet play. Okay. Does anybody disagree with me online? Like Dr. Reicher and Tzvi, do you guys agree with me or disagree with me?
Boy, a lot of times people are looking for COVID, so that might be an incentive for somebody to take the job.
Okay, Tzvi, that sounds good.
The question is, why his wife says COVID is candy for old people.
Who says that?
The question is, why?
Uh-huh.
Miami. Candy.
Very, very interesting. Candy. Covet is candy for old people.
Mm-hmm.
And for young people, what is it? It's not even. They're not even interested. Okay, Rav Chagai. Let's know we're on base. Ayin Alpha on base. We're doing very well. It's 8:44. Enough time to finish this page and walk down the hall to Myrav. Mm-hmm. Okay. Rav Chagai can have a make comparison. Have a matin lo noraisa. When he used to appoint the administrators, he would have the administrators hold a Torah. Loimar, this would teach their people, shakol srora shenitna mi toritna. All authority that's granted is granted through the Torah. What does it mean it's granted through the Torah? So in two, he says, it's not what I thought it meant. In two, it says to symbolize that only one who has Torah knowledge is fit to be appointed as a community leader. All right, so, you know, when I read this Gemara, I really thought it was going a whole different direction. I thought that it's not In other words, when we have our functions, it's not like Lahavdil, Elf Abdullahs, you know, political appointments that you see out in the street. Our system is a system which is set up based on Torah values. So we're trying to indicate to somebody, you know, this is not just, you know, it's not just like, it's not like the politics of getting voted in, you know. This is more than that. Okay, but it doesn't say that in the bottom at all. Anyway, the Pasuk says, through me, the Torah, kings will reign. Through me, officers will rule. Torah sustains the leaders. Okay, fine. Rabbi Ezra have a promise. He was a promise. He came home. He said to the man who was the household, what did you do in my absence? Or Mule, they said to him, there was a group of people that came. They ate and they drank. But and they prayed for you in recognition of this kindness. They prayed for you, you know, your balbash should have, you know, Rachman Yishlach. They blessed the Baal Bayis. He said, Leka Agar Tov. There's no good reward for that. What does he mean by that? So it says, five, he's worried about receiving honor in this world will reduce his Schar Olam Haba, right? He's worried about that. You know, when my son-in-law joined the family, the first thing he started when he first ate over the house, he started, I think I said this to you once before, he started saying in the benching, I was on the benching, when he said, Yeratzin, Shalyevish, Baal Bayis, Baal Mazev, Lo Yikon, Lo Mabay, he said the whole Nusach over there. I said, please don't say that. You're not a guest anymore. My kids don't say that, and you don't say that. Mm-hmm. You're not a guest. A guest blesses the Baal Bayis. You're not a guest. You're part of the family now. Do you agree with that feeling? That sentiment? Does it make sense?
It works.
It works? Okay. Maybe
depends if you're supporting him or not.
I'm not, so it doesn't make a difference. Okay, Nachas Mantinya. Now another time he came home, same thing. Amalai Ma'abito. What you do? Amalai. They said also Chansi Achori. There was another group of poor people that came. Achlan Ushoin. They ate and they drank. Va'aklunach. And they belittled you. They said, oh, this guy, he's cheap. He doesn't give us enough food, whatever. They weren't appreciative. I'm a line. Oh, Kadaini Takatov. Now I'm getting a good reward. Yeah. Sounds like Navardic, right? Rabbi Kiva Bo'ain Rimanise Parnas. Rabbi Kiva wanted to appoint they wanted to appoint Rabbi Kiva as the administrator. I'm online, he said to them, Nimlach Gabese, I want to consult with my household. Halchun Bas, right? So they followed him. Shamun Kale. They heard his voice. The Yemar was saying, "Amanas mitkal, amanas mibazia." There's consent to be belittled, with consent to be shamed. In other words, he was telling his household, "I was given this opportunity, but I need your rishos that they are going to be mavazami. So do I have your rishos to become a shmata?" That's basically what it sounds like from the translation. There's an alternate shot on the bottom here. It says.
Like being a shul
gabbai. Yeah, it's like that. Or a rabbi. He will inevitably disappoint people and be the subject of condemnation and abuse. Rabbi Kiva responded, it's worthwhile to accepting the position for just those cases. For the abuse brings about the heavenly reward. All right. Fine. Next. Rabba Bar Zavda Omar. Is Balgan Rav or Reb Yechanan? So they're having a machlokas here. Between Rav and Reb Yechanan. What's the machlokas? So the issue here is how much do we have to investigate? This is what we were talking about before. Person comes and he says, give me clothing. A person comes and says, give me food. So do we investigate or don't we investigate? So they're having a machlokas here when you do the investigation, when you don't. Chadomer, one of these people, Rav, we don't know who, he said, medaktikin v'ksus, that if someone wants clothing, we're going to have to investigate. But aim with Dr. Himbagai Nefashis. If you're talking about food, we just give him food. Chanamar, Apiksus aim with Dr. The other one said, no, even clothing I'm not going to give Dr. And they research Avram Avinu. This is the bris of Avram Avinu. You know, whenever the Rambam talks about Chesed, he always mentions that we are B'nai, that we learn from the of Avram Avinu, the Midas HaChesed. Take a look in Hilchas Avol. in Parak Tes over there, when he talks about Milas Chasadim, and here in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, Parak Tes, Zayin Tes, whatever, he also talks about, he'll mention Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu is the essence, I guess, of Chesed that we're open to anybody, whether they deserve it or not. Apparently, whether they deserve it or not. Masnisa pliga amanda amar af b'chusos emedakter. And the Brisa seems to dispute the one who says that we don't investigate the clothing. There was a in the footnote. The Gemara doesn't quote it, but the footnote says that there's a Tosefta apparently that says explicitly. He says it in footnote 12, after listing the entitlements. He says, when are these words stated? Right? After listing all the things you give out to the Nehem. B'med Rama Morim. That's when we're not familiar with him. But if we are familiar with him, then we even clothe him. So it sounds from that Tosefta that it says explicitly in that Tosefta that if we're not familiar with him, we do not give him clothing. So Masnisa pliga madam rapuksus and medactikin. That's going to argue on the second shita. The Gemara says, no, pasalei lufi kvar. It's not necessarily a stira. Because you get out of it like this. This is the klal, Rabbi Sai. The klal is, there's a pasuk in the Torah. It says, de machsari ashayechsalei. Afilo, it was a sus, lirkav alava, ever l'aratz l'funav. We have to give it to him, right? That's what it says.
Right.
So, what the Gemara is saying is a very pashut azach. And it's really, it makes a lot of sense. When a person comes and he needs help. So, if he comes and he says, I went bankrupt, and I need you guys to give me a sus lerkav alav and eved l'aretz l'funav. I mean, that's what I need. So guess what? You could jump in the lake. We don't know you. We know nothing about you. But we will give you the bare minimum that you need to survive. But we're going to take our time. We're going to have to, as far as your claim is concerned, the l'fi chvodo claim, that we're going to investigate. So the Bryce, the Tosefta that says that we investigate the clothing, it's talking about the Hushville clothing. I get a Langer Rekel made out of silk, and I get a, you know, something made, I get very nice clothing. So we're not going to give you that. We'll give you a cheap suit, enough to get by. We'll give you an Arrow shirt, you know, that I got in the East Side on Church Street. Remember that?
Ago.
Remember that? I got second, so that used to get it for $5. Anyway, fine. So that's what it says. Pasach le lefi kvodo. That's what we're talking about, lefi kvodo. With Tony Kane, Bryce says explicitly, when is this true? So when you don't recognize him, if you recognize him, you know who he is. You can give him even clothing, even according to his needs as ultimate covet, right? Tony mm-hmm. Another Bryce says that when it comes to mizonos, the person has to have lived in town for 30 days. L'chsus shisha hadashim. When it comes to giving him clothing, we'll only give him clothing if he's been in town for 6 months. Obviously, the Gemara is assuming, what's the 6 months all about? Because it takes 6 months for us to realize what kind of guy you are. You can't just glance at you and know what kind of person you are. When you weren't around a person for 6 months, you really get to know what kind of person they are. So you see, you are medakdek for ksus. So the Gemara says, psalei litain. We're not talking about giving out. We're talking about when do we go to collecting from you that you should give to the kupa and to the tamchoi and to the collection. If there's a clothing gemach, so when are you responsible to be donating to that gemach? That's after you're there for 6 months. That's what the Gemara tries to answer. V'ha'toni l'mezoinah shloishim yoyim. The Gemara asks, no, there's another brisa that says what? You can wait 30 days for mezonos. Lepas on the next page. Ayin Beis Oman Aleph. Lepasal Etzdok Hashem HaSochedesh. That for that you have to wait 12 months. For Pasen is taxes. And charities is 12 months. Now, that's obviously talking about a giving, because taxes is not what we're collecting. We're asking you to give taxes. And tzedakos, therefore, is for you to give tzedakos. So that's 12 months. Soha Kadmaisa. But the earlier Brisa, when it said 6 months, that was litol. That was for that's for you to take the charity. So you see that we are checking into you. So the Gemara says, Od hili tain. First price is also talking about giving. Ma'u lepasin. Let's talk of Shemos HaChodesh. What is it referring to? It's referring to something different. That tzedakah is talking about schar sofrim umashnim. That's the salary for teachers of Mishnah and of Mikra and Mishnah. In other words, what the Gemara is saying here, I'm sorry I'm going too fast, but the Gemara is basically saying over here is that there's three levels. So there's how when am I responsible to help out with the public funding of Jewish education for children? 12 months. Not until I'm in town for 12 months is the burden of the Beis Yaakov and the TAs and all the other schools going to come on my shoulders, and I have to mishtatef to pay for that. That's 12 months. When does it come to the, when it comes to what? To the giving out of clothing, 6 months. And when does it come to giving out of food, 30 days. That's litain, but likach, to get to litol, as far as the poor person is concerned. So then it's a machlokas. One holds that when it comes to ksus, you will check him out. One says to ksus, you will not check him out. And that's the way it is.
Depends on the type of ksus.
And then it depends. If you hold the type of ksus, then it depends on the ksus. Okay, so it's going to call Tov, everybody.
So Saturday
looking
night,
forward
eight,
to
what time?
Moitzing Shabbos. I mean, whatever it is, probably like 9:40, you know, until we get here.
9:40, wow.
Yeah. And we'll finish the Masechta as long as it takes, Bli Neder. And maybe if you want to bring along your own little private little slice of pizza or a little schnapps, whatever you want to bring along. You want to bring along a little roll, I'll be happy to break bread with you and we'll have a little seum. It'll
be
wonderful. Okay. Call to everybody.